Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, your recent travels have taken you to the Piedmont region of Italy, and that's best known for Barolo.
And Barbaresco.
Which is, and Barbaresco. And Barbaresco and Barolo tend to be fairly pricey. And there's a wine which is beginning to get some appreciation, which is, for lack of better words, sort of a scaled back Barolo from the Langhe Nebbiolo.
Langhe is the big region that encompasses Barolo and Barbaresco. Okay. Nebbiolo is the grape that is responsible for those two. And the good producers will go through their barrels and they'll taste this. That's ready. Maybe not. So the stuff that's maybe not gets bottled as Langhe Nebbiolo.
Okay.
Guess what? It's a huge bargain.
We like that.
We do like it. All four of these wines that I'm going to talk about are not terribly cheap, but compared to what you would pay for a Barolo or a Barbaresco, they're about half the price.
Okay.
And this is the time of year, folks, when I think we're looking for nice things to take as presents. Are you going to a dinner? You want to bring something? Are you going to have folks over? And if you have a love of Italian wines, these Langhe Nebbiolos are just the ticket because they're drinkable right now, but they have tremendous character. The first one I'm going to talk about briefly is from Giacoso Fratelli. And Bruno Giacoso was one of the legendary founders of the Barolo and Barbaresco regions. Just a terribly important family, extremely high quality. When he puts together, he's not alive, but his family is, the Fratelli is the brothers. When he puts together Nebbiolo d'Alba, I'm going to pay attention to it. And this is just so classy. Like Barolo, it had a certain lightness to it, both in color and in style. Not terribly light, but, compared to other things, it certainly is.
Right.
And it's sort of Barolo light. that's the best way of putting it. Easy drinking, very approachable right now. $27, a third of what you would pay for a really good Barolo. A winery I've really come to respect is Masolino down in Serra Lunga. And this was a lovely 2016 Barolo. A lot of tension between very obvious tannins and just tons of deep, deep fruit. Now, as a 16, it's a little young, perhaps, but if you're having it at dinner with a big roast beef or something like that, it's going to have absolutely no problems. But the thing I loved about this wine is just its sheer class, and you can just taste the really good winemaking. So I give it full marks, $35, again, a fraction of the price for what you would pay for Barolo. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they make tremendous Barolos at Masolino. Cigliuti, Claudia Cigliuti, who's become a real good friend, has a family operation in Barbaresco, and she has a Langhe Nebbiolo. And this has a lot in common with some of her favorite wines from the Côte d'Aron, in that it has kind of that wild Garrigue character to it.
Gotcha.
Which is not uncommon in Barbaresco. And so at $35, you're getting kind of a toned-down Barbaresco that's ready to drink, and you put it on the table, and it's just so much fun. And finally, from up in the northern part of the Barolo region is Gagliardo. This is their Langhe Nebbiolo d'Abbati, 2015. It's a little bit older. And the style here is a lot different. It's much softer, more restrained tannins, a very nice, polite fruit. And that makes you really start to think of Barolo the way it is, like aged Barolo.
Mm-hmm.
So they've done a little bit of the aging for you. And at $30, I think it's it's a very good value for it. I'm going to put these on the website and people can look at them in case they're shopping for the holidays. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.